I'm so sorry it's turned out like this. You know, I have always been totally committed, excited, passionate about doing the Second Chance Project. That's what we agreed. And he kept coming up with different things. So, and then to have your check returned, which is a gift, which for me, it's a lot of money. You know,
£15,000. Because you see, a lot of people go, Sue, you know, £15,000, it's probably a drop in the ocean
it's
for
peanuts.
You.
I said to him in the skate, but he said, you know what, it is a drop in the ocean. I wish I could have done more, but this is why we needed to raise other funding. And I believe the funding was going to come partly from the church, partly from their own house, my sort of little 15 grand. But for me, who's come from literally having lost everything, to be in the position to even give that away, it's been a big thing for me. So to have that, basically, no thanks.
Do you feel it's a slap in the face, Sue?
Oh, to say I'm lost, I'm really actually very choked. It came from the heart, and that's all I can say. And and he didn't even talk to me about it, just returned the cheque, didn't even ring me. There we go, he clearly doesn't want my money, clearly doesn't want me involved.
And clearly, I can tell from your voice, you're very wobbly and very upset about it. What would
thrown away, blown away, really.
What would you like to happen now?
You know what, when somebody rejects you like that, it changes the whole energy of the whole project. I have no idea. I need time to digest this, but, you know, his cheque has arrived back. And all I can say is I have consistently wanted to work towards this second chance project. I was passionate. I wanted to get actively involved. I said to him on the phone, I hope I'm going to be in a position to give more money. Just let me know when you need it, and I'll make sure the money's there for you.
You are not anti-church.
I'm not part of the church. I went to the church. I don't regularly go to church. Of course I'm not. Would I have chosen him if I was anti-church? When I found them on the website, I went to the church. I made sandwiches in the church. I went out with all these people. I thought they were wonderful people. Wonderful.
And now this is just a major rejection.
Totally. I'm just absolutely gutted. None of that was play acting on that programme. You have that with on my life, you have that. And I knew he was part of the church. But the biggest thing is I said right from the start, I just don't, this is a lot of money for me. It means a lot. I'm passionate about giving more than money, giving my time and my energy into helping transform people's lives. And that's what I said on the programme.
Do you regret doing the programme now?
No. No, I've met wonderful people. It was a very humbling experience for me. And, you know, put a whole new dimension on the word rock bottom for me, you know.
Yeah.
And I loved everybody I met. I still do. And I that's why it's almost like, I thought I'd built up a really good friendship. To have that slap back in your face is pretty hurtful. And I do reiterate that. I said to him, I don't want this money just to be going in the church's pot. I did use those words, and he's absolutely right. I said, and I know it's part of the church, but the whole passion and vision was this project that he says he's totally committed to still, and so was I. And I've never said I wasn't. So.
Secret millionaire Sue Stone, thank you very much indeed.